Now, imagine drifting at sea for nearly 5 months. That's what happened to two sailors and their two dogs who've finally been rescued after getting into difficulty in the Pacific Ocean. I asked the BBC's Jonathan Blake about the story.
It's remarkable, Val. Jennifer Apple and Tasha Fueba, both from Honolulu, set out on their small yacht with their two dogs from Hawaii to Tahiti, which is a very popular route with sailors. It should take about 3 weeks, but they ran into some bad weather on the 30th of May. Their engine failed, but they tried to carry on under sail power alone and make land. But they ended up drifting way, way off track, about 2,000 miles west of where they should have been. 2 months in, they started issuing distress calls on a daily basis, but they went unheard. It just seems that they weren't close enough to land or any other vessels to receive any help.
So how did the rescue unfold then? Who heard them in the end?
Well, it was on Tuesday and they were 900 metres off the southeastern coast of Japan. And it was a Taiwanese fishing boat who eventually heard their distress call. They alerted the Coast Guard in Guam, who set about organising a rescue. And it was the US Navy vessel, the USS Ashland, based in Japan, that took a detour and went to find them. And they recorded this footage of the moment with the two women and their dogs were clearly very relieved to see them. So their arms waving, blowing kisses towards the sailors on the boat there after 5 months.
Dogs
it must
too.
Have been an incredible moment. Yeah, the dogs were very excited to see them.
And how's everybody doing now? Because I looked at the pictures and the dogs looked pretty thin, didn't they?
Yes, they did look a little bit malnourished, but they managed to survive on board, the women, with water purifiers and about a year's supply of dried food supplies that they'd taken with them, oatmeal, rice, pasta, that kind of thing. So they seemingly are in reasonably good health despite this very long ordeal. And they've been speaking to CBS News affiliate KGMB in the US on the phone from the US Navy vessel that they're on at the moment about their ordeal at sea.
It was very depressing and it was very hopeless, but it's the only thing you can do. So you do what you can with what you have. You have no other choice. We probably had less than 24 hours before our boat sank. It was incredibly emotional and it was so satisfying to know the men and women that serve our country would come and assist us. You're alive, you're fed, you have water, you got boys are happy, and there's love.
The boys are happy, being the dogs, I guess she's referring to there. Now, as I say, they've been medically checked out and seem to be in good health. There are some questions about how they were drifting for so long. The engine lost power, of course, but they were seemingly experienced sailors and would have been able to, you would think, navigate using sail power alone. But these things will undoubtedly become clear in the weeks and months ahead. Perhaps they had told someone where they were going, and you might think that somebody might have noticed that they've been missing for so long. But in a statement issued through the US Navy, Jennifer Apple, one of the women, said, "I'm grateful for their service to our country. They saved our lives. The pride and smiles we had when we saw them on the horizon was pure relief."
Oh, Jonathan Blake there with that happy story.